Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets, and this is Dog Days number 20, and I'm playing with Tinker Toys at work, every baby boomer's dream. Do we all remember Tinker Toys? I'm old enough to actually remember Tinker Toys that were made out of wood, right? They were actually bits of wood that had been, milled and drilled out, for the little circular pieces. And then it was actual sticks, right, that would be the things interconnecting in between. My daughters actually had Tinker Toys that were plastic, and I went in search of those. Luckily enough, they probably would have been harder to find at our house even 2 months ago. They were somewhere in the basement, but I'm not sure anybody would have had a good firm clue as to exactly where they were. But since my daughter was home for the summer, that is up at Missoula, Montana, for her master's degree kinds of work, and she just moved back up there. Her husband is finishing up his matriculation up there in Missoula, and so they were about ready to leave, and during the last few weeks of her time here, she and my older daughter, who is a second grade teacher and just started her fifth year of teaching second grade, they went through all kinds of toys in the basement to clear out some stuff for a new project they have that they're going to start up in our basement. And when Brittany and Ryan move back at the end of this year, they needed some extra room for some things, and so they were going through their old toys, and many things got thrown away because they were no longer viable, and many things got donated to Hope House, which happens to be our charity of choice here lately. And I may do a future podcast on why it's our charity of choice. It has to do with automation and technology, believe it or not. And then, the ones that they were going to keep. And so they were knowledgeable about where those were exactly. So I called up my youngest, and she knew approximately where they would be. There was a little bit of technology installed in the basement, which may be a future podcast also. And so she knew, though, within a few feet of exactly where they would be. And lo and behold, indeed, they were located in the general location of where she remembered them being. And I went and sought out the Tinker Toys. The reason why I am playing with Tinker Toys at work is because this is an idea that a colleague of mine had in order to be a representation of the theoretical kind of thing that we're talking about in a class that we're preparing. My work is finally joining the modern day kind of business intelligence world and is using a dimensional database for our reporting system rather than the traditional relational database kinds of reporting that we've been doing over the previous 20 years. And so now we have a dimensional database for our reporting system. We happen to use the Oracle BI Enterprise Edition tools. And we got a dimensional database that the Oracle OB, server is hitting for this purpose. And so I have to find a way to explain to people what a star schema is and how you use it and what's in the fact table and the center point of the star schema and what's in the dimensions and why do the dimensions, mean something to you and why does the fact table mean something to you and how do you use all this stuff and how does it go together? And she said, well, you remember what that toy was that you used to have like a circle in the middle and then you had all these sticks that were... I said, Tinker Toys! So I went down, I found the Tinker Toys, and I put some labels on there, and that's going to be our visual, and this is one of the best visuals I've had in years, to explain a concept. So I'm going to have the bigger circle in the middle be the fact table, and the dimensions, and I can kind of use that as a visual representation of the fact table and the dimensions and the star schema and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, as a baby boomer, I remember building plenty of things with my old wooden Tinker Toys. In fact, you could start out with simple kinds of structures and get as complex as probably building a DNA strand with Tinker Toys if you had enough of them and you had enough time. And I could play with them at work. So,